right, we'll move along to California coach Sonny Dykes, and the Golden Bears are home hosting Oregon State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Kevin Gimmel, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach, are you starting to see some telltale signs, whether it's in practice, in the locker room, a sort of a culture change sort of stuff that you're looking for and that you want to see little milestones within the program?
Yeah, I think so. I really do. I think our kids are working very hard, and I think they're doing the stuff, you know, off the field that allows you to build a program the right way. You know, and so I'm seeing progress in that regard. You know, the difficult thing about changing a culture, building a program, you know, however you want to say it, is sometimes the last thing you see are the wins coming on Saturday. And I think that, you know, we're all frustrated in the fact that we haven't played very well. And so, you know, but I think that we are. I think our players realize there's a culture change going on. I think they're excited about it. They're the ones driving it. You know, I think we feel like it's going to benefit us in the long run. Now we want to see, you know, that carry over to, you know, to playing well on Saturday. And as I said earlier, sometimes that's the last thing that happens.
Have you ever been involved with a season like this where it just seems like it's the perfect storm of young players learning new systems on both sides of the ball, a horrible rash of injuries, and then the schedule on top of it? It just seems like the dice were so loaded against you guys this year.
Yeah, it has been a little bit unusual. You know, as you said, the schedule didn't set up, you know, great for us early, you know, with the young football team. And then the number of injuries have been something that I've never really seen. You know, you could go back and, you know, look at multiple years at a school and not suffer the kind of, you know, season-ending injuries that we have here. I mean, injuries happen. I mean, it's part of the game. But we've just had so many, you know, season-ending injuries to players that, quite frankly, we're the only ones that had experience. And so that's been tough for us. But, you know, our job's to coach the guys that we have and get them ready to play and improve them. You know, we've got to do a better job of doing that. But our kids are, like I said earlier, our kids are playing hard. And, you know, I see a lot of signs. But, you know, I want to start to see some results on Saturday just like everybody else does.
And then looking at Oregon State, what do you see on film for them?
You know, a good football team, improving. You know, they started a little slow, and since then I think have gotten better and better and better every week. And I think that's, you know, the signs of that's typical Oregon State. I mean, that's, you know, they always seem to improve at a fast rate. You know, they're well-coached. Kids play hard. You know, they don't beat themselves. You know, they're going to make you beat them. And I think that puts a lot of pressure on you. You know, we've got to execute at a better level than we have, you know, on offense, defense, and in the special teams as well. And so, you know, they're a good football team and a team that you know, always gets the most out of their talent.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Your next question comes from John Gold, Arizona Daily Star.
Hey, Coach. A couple questions, yours and theirs. Yours first. UCLA seemed to limit Jared's yards per attempt and yards per play. Can you kind of just talk about what they did to just limit sort of the downfield stuff?
Yeah, you know, they got a good pass rush. I mean, that's where it started with them. You know, we had a hard time blocking Anthony Barr and some of their other D linemen. You know, and then we had some guys open, and they broke on the ball well. I thought that, you know, we weren't probably as efficient in our decision making and timing and as precise as we need to be. When you're, you know, their defense really runs well. I was impressed with their team speed on defense. You know, I thought their linebacking core was impressive, and as I said earlier, I thought their pass rush was you know, pretty substantial. And so, you know, when you're facing those kind of things, you know, you've got to be very precise, and we didn't do a very good job of being precise in our routes and in our timing. Everything was a little slow, and you know, we just didn't perform at a very high level. And, you know, when we had some guys open, we got some guys open deep, we missed them. And so it just was a bad combination of a, you know, a pretty poor performance on our part and, you know, them playing really well on defense.
Yeah. And, Coach, shifting to their side, Mannion is pretty much off to the best start in the country. You look at his stats, and they're kind of astounding. What do you see from him that's just so good this year? Is it the decision-making? Is it the arm? Is there anything?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I mean, I think he's, you know, he's got some experience. He's playing with a lot of confidence. You know, they do a good job of, you know, manipulating throws. I mean, they're going to throw a lot of screens. You know, that's going to help his completion percentage. You know, and then those receivers make plays. And their offensive line has been a little bit banged up, but the kids, they've done a nice job pass protecting for the most part. And so, you know, they're a very efficient offense. They know what they're doing. You know, they do a good job of utilizing their players, and they're different. I mean, this league is you know, everybody's kind of a spread team and a pace team and all that. And, you know, Oregon State's, you know, going to play with two backs in the backfield, some with a tight end a lot. You know, they're going to be a little bit more deliberate and play a little different style of football. And I think, you know, it used to be the norm in this league, and now it's a little bit unusual. And, you know, and he's just a good player. I mean, he makes good decisions. He's very, very accurate with his throws. He gets the ball out on time. And, you know, and they like I said, they execute their offense pretty well.
Your next question comes from Ted Miller, ESPN.com.
Sonny, do you feel like that your guys are holding together pretty well? It's you know, with the combination of injuries and some of the losses, it's got to be a little frustrating in there.
Yeah. You know what? Our kids have really held together well. I've been very impressed with them in that regard. You know, so it's been hard for all of us. I mean, you know, as coaches, you know, we're not used to losing. I don't think our players are really used to losing, and so it's something that's you know, been hard for us to deal with. But you know, we got to keep making progress. I mean, the good thing is, I think our players see some of the things you know, that are going to benefit us in the long run starting to happen, and certainly our young players are getting better and better. You know, I saw a big I've seen a big progression defensively with a lot of our very young players over the last 2 weeks, which has been encouraging. And so we got to get back on track a little bit offensively. We hadn't played particularly well the last couple of weeks on offense, and so we've got to do a better job of you know, just executing at a higher level and kind of get back to basics.
All right, thank you.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Ryan Karch, Orange County Register.
Hey, Coach. People would generally say, I would say, that Stanford and Oregon are kind of the elite programs in the Pac-12 right now. Having just seen UCLA, what's your impression of how far UCLA is away from kind of being in that picture? And as someone who's kind of working to build a program, what can you say from what you've seen of Jim Mora and how he's done there?
Yeah, you know, I think you know, I think UCLA is not far away from those teams at all. I mean, I certainly think that, you know, that when they play, you know, when they start playing Oregon and when they start playing Stanford and you know, probably Washington's in that mix as well. You know, I think that, you know, I think all those are going to be competitive, tough football games. I mean, I think they're all, you know, they're all good football teams, and I think any of them are good enough to beat anybody else on any given Saturday. So I think they're certainly, you know, in that discussion. You know, I think Jim's done a good job with the program. I mean, he took over a program. I think they'd gone to a bowl. They won 6 games, and you know, he improved them and got them in the championship game fast. And you know, every team's different. You know, anytime you take over a program, you know, everybody's situation's different. And you know, we're just kind of worried about trying to get our team better here and build our program the right way. You know, we're a very young football team, and as I said, our experience that we had coming back is, you know, those guys aren't playing for us right now because a lot of them are injured, and so it's been frustrating in that regard. But you know, our kids are going to keep working hard and you know, playing hard, and we think if we keep getting better and play better on Saturday, we're going to have a chance to win some football games, and so that's our focus right now.
Thanks, Coach.
Do we have any further questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it. Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Good luck this weekend.
Okay. All right, thanks. All right. See you guys next week.